Harper Children's Audio presents I Shall Wear Midnight by Terry Pratchett, performed by Stephen Briggs. Copyright 2010 by Terry and Lynn Pratchett. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. A Fine Big Wee Laddie. Why was it, Tiffany Aching wondered, that people liked noise so much? Why was noise so important? Something quite close sounded like a cow giving birth. It turned out to be an old hurdy-gurdy organ, hand-cranked by a raggedy man in a battered top hat. She sidled away as politely as she could, but as noise went, it was sticky. You got the feeling that if you let it, it would try to follow you home. But that was only one sound in the great cauldron of noise around her. All of it made by people, and all of it made by people trying to make noise louder than the other people making noise. Arguing at the makeshift stalls, bobbing for apples or frogs. This was done blindfolded. Cheering the prize fighters and a spangled lady on the high wire. Selling cotton candy at the tops of their voices. And, not to put too fine a point on it, boozing quite considerably. The air above the green downland was thick with noise. It was as if the populations of two or three towns had all come up to the top of the hills, and so here, where all you generally heard was the occasional scream of a buzzard, you heard the permanent scream of, well, everyone. It was called having fun. The only people not making any noise were the thieves and pickpockets, who went about their business with commendable silence, and they didn't come near Tiffany. Who would pick a witch's pocket? You would be lucky to get all your fingers back. At least, that was what they feared, and a sensible witch would encourage them in this fear. When you were a witch, you were all witches, thought Tiffany.